Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Tom Shoemaker. He has a very long history of product marketing. He's been a director, a VP, a CMO. Today, he is VP of product marketing at Propel Software, as a solution that uniquely combines PLM, product lifecycle management, PIM, product information management, and QMS, quality management systems, on a modern cloud platform. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, Thomas. Good to be here.
Excellent. Let's start off by talking about the problem that you're solving. And let's make sure that me and the audience understand what are the pain points that exist for folks who are not going with your solution.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that intro. A lot of acronyms in our space. So let's demystify it a little bit. Very simply, we help product companies. So a company that makes a physical good, that could be a phone, that could be an MRI machine, that could be a piece of medical equipment, it could be some networking hardware, anything like that. And what we help them do is really collaborate better around everything about that product. There are lots of facets needed to make that product successful. Everything that you do in order to design it, to source the components that go into it, to market it, to sell it, and then service it, right? Because you can imagine some companies, let's take that MRI machine, they're making a product that's going to live for 20, 30, 40 years, and it's got to serve that customer over that long tenure. So these companies that make a physical product, they really have to orchestrate the activities of a diverse team. A lot of people in engineering and supply chain and manufacturing, but also you have to sell it. So you need marketing and sales to get involved. And then you have to service it. So you need service involved. And oh, by the way, you're probably working with outside suppliers and partners. So you have to be able to loop them in. In a nutshell, that's what we do. It's we orchestrate that collaboration around the product.
Excellent. And with that, do you, your organization and then you personally, get involved with the design of the product?
No. So we're a software supplier, right? So our product is also called Propel. So the company is Propel. The product is called Propel. And that is our offering. Companies, medical device companies, high-tech companies, consumer products companies, use that software application, cloud-based, in order to coordinate the activities of their internal employees who are
right.
Designers, engineers, manufacturers, supply chain people, to collaborate around their product and get it out to market.
With coordinating all of this stuff and orchestrating it, you guys get pulled in and called in to do this. Are you pulling together teams with different expertise, or is it that Propel provides that expertise and fills that in?
We are, I would say, the company brings their expertise and the knowledge of the types of products that the physical products that they're developing and supplying. But we have a rich experience in the domain of the solutions that we sell. And in doing that, we've sold into many of these different industries of med tech and high tech and consumer goods. So we can bring to them best practices about how to deploy a solution like ours to do things that historically haven't been possible for them if they're using an old legacy tech stack. The industry that we're serving is some of the companies are doing some great things. But a lot of the technology they're using to do it is a little bit dated, right? So we're solving some problems in a new way for them.
Okay, so this is really nice. So imagine someone has a med tech company and they say, we've got this machine we're building that's used during surgery or something like that. But we're using whatever we're using in order to build that and put it together. Do you guys come in as specialists to help them streamline that process? And how do you get started? Do you do a discovery with them and you say, okay, we've observed what you're doing and we've noticed these things, and here's some big opportunities to improve?
Absolutely. We always come in and do discovery, and we'll want to understand a couple of things, but most importantly, what are the problems that they're having? Because in most all cases, there is some sort of signature event that is driving them to change. We have companies that are total greenfield and they have no commercial solution. They are actually using paper and file cabinets. Some do that. Not many, but some. Others are using non-purpose-built software applications to try to do the job that our solutions do. They might be using things like Excel and shared file folders and SharePoint and things like that. And yet others are using a prior generation of software solutions in that space of the acronyms that you aligned earlier. But in all cases, we seek to discover what are the burning pains, what's the catalyst that is driving them to look for a new solution. And it typically will boil down to we're trying to grow, make some more revenue. Maybe we're trying to enter new markets, trying to create some new products to grow our market share. We're trying to be more efficient. We're trying to take cost out of the product. Or we're trying to reduce the risks. A lot of the med tech companies, that's a big thing for them. They have to be audit ready. They have to ensure that the products that they produce are high quality and safe for the patients. And they have to do things in a certain way and produce an audit trail and a history of everything that they do. And they have to validate that the solutions they use, solutions like ours, are performing up to par and they're validated. That's a term for companies in this space.
So it just to help us understand, because I think that's super interesting how the companies are doing things a certain way, and they at some point realize, or something happens that makes them realize that they need to be doing things differently. Can you give us some examples, or do you have any stories, and you could abstract it to whatever high level that you'd like to, but just kind of put ourselves into the shoes. And for listeners who are either product company executives or thinking about doing it, the things that they should watch out for.
Absolutely. One of our customers, one of our long-standing earliest customers, they're a distributor of products and systems for a variety of different industries, including optical and thermal. So they will buy components, they'll do a lot of value-added engineering on top of those and then distribute those. They lost a key client of theirs because they didn't really have this is going back 10 plus years, because they didn't have line of sight into actually what they were producing for that customer. They took the order, they did the work, but they had no real audit trail, no real history, no real understanding of the product that they designed, ultimately sold, and had to service for that customer. So you can imagine when you have a situation like that, there are all sorts of things that are not available to you to do to really understand the quality that you're delivering, to understand how you're going to service that product and keep that customer happy for the long haul, how you might reuse components in your design to sell them something additional in the future. So, for a lot of reasons like that, companies will come to us and look for a solution to do things better.
It even kind of reminds me of sometimes a software startup, because in the software world outside of med tech, because med tech has so many unique problems, doesn't it? It's got to be something that's FDA approved, and it's got to be, there's so many checkbox items to tick.
That's right. The system that you use has to be validated. It has to perform in the way that it is designed to perform. In addition to your product, it has to pass certain regulations. If there is what's called an adverse event, if the use of the product creates an injury or creates some other unforeseen outcome, you have to go through a process of determining if that is reportable, if you have to report that to the FDA and then make the appropriate submission. So, highly regulated, super important that you maintain a rigorous log of everything that you do in your product and that you are ready to be audited. And another example of where companies would use a solution like ours is to be audit ready, right? So, especially in med tech and medical equipment, someone comes knocking on the door, and we have customers of ours use us, and this is a great value prop that they get out of the system, where they used to dread the auditing process, and now it's a breeze for them. And they will have the auditor come in, look over their shoulder, while they will log into Propel and be able to show them everything that the auditor is looking for, the complete audit trail of everything that has happened in the software, the complete record of the device, the product, and everything that has happened to change it over time. All of those things are absolutely essential. And if you're not using a system like ours and you're having to do this through paper-based means, what do you have to do? And this customer literally had to walk into their storage room into their file cabinets and go riffle through the file cabinet and pull out reams of paper and binders and then take that and prepare for an audit and then have a very arduous process of proving compliance to the auditor. Whereas now it's you're doing it in real time, you have access at your fingertips, see all the information that you need.
And that has huge bottom line implications. So, are you guys doing software stuff and process stuff, or is it mainly software?
Yeah, so the solution is it's a software solution. Of course, we
Gotcha.
also help the deployment, and in the deployment can help implement best practices, which in turn will have a process effect as well. So we will help companies look at putting in place better and more optimized processes to help them make, market,
Yeah.
sell, and service their products.
Okay, so with Propel, let's now walk through the role that the Propel platform software plays in the sort of day-to-day life of your clients.
Sure, absolutely. So our clients run the gamut, and typically it's in the industries that I mentioned before: high tech, med tech, industrial equipment. We have a lot of different personas that are able to use our solution, and that's one of the advantages of it, and that makes it kind of unique. And a lot of the traditional solutions in this space have typically served the engineering team. And that's important. So we serve them as well, but we also serve the quality team, the supply chain team, and then those that are more customer facing in the form of marketing and sales and service. And in a nutshell, what we allow the companies to do is for each role is to have their own view into the product, right? Every one of those
Right.
groups somehow participates in that product being a success, but they
Right.
do so in different ways. Engineering is typically about the design and is the design going to meet the requirements? Product management is really about what are those requirements in the first place? Supply chain is really about can I source enough of the components to build enough of these products to meet the forecast? Sales is about can I hit that forecast by selling these products and getting the revenue? Marketing, of course, is about can I promote that product and enable the channels that are going to sell it? And then service, of course, is keeping the thing up and running and keeping the customer happy. But the unifying thing is that product thread. But our solution, what it does, is allow each of those different roles to have a different view into that product. We present a different user experience for each one of them, all on the common data model. Everything's the same underlying it, but the information presented to the different role varies. So we provide the information in the context of the role that matters to them and allow them to engage with it around the topics that they care most about. So really, it's
Excellent.
enterprise collaboration by making the product information contextualized for them.
Oh, that's excellent. So, for folks who are listening and they're founders or they're thinking about creating med tech, that's just such because there's an infinite, the more I learn about med tech, over the years, it's just such, it's a basically infinite scope of possible things you could even be talking about with med tech, from large to tiny things all over the place.
Absolutely. A lot of different, they have their unique needs, but same too for high tech industrial equipment. I would say the one thing that's common that like listeners, who find themselves in a situation of looking to serve multiple roles with a digital product. I've been in software for a long time. I know you've talked to many leaders in the space. One thing that always seems to rise to the top when you're talking about B2B enterprise-like application, what we're talking about here, it's got to be easy to use.
Oh,
And
yeah.
that's way easier said than done, but got to be easy to use. And then what shows up now, like on par with that, of course, it's got to perform well. And it's got to be super secure, especially if you're operating in a global environment and you're working with outside partners like suppliers. You don't want to share information with supplier A that only supplier B ought to see, and vice versa. And oh, by the way, what's the next big thing that we all have to think about? How can you layer in AI on top of all this? And we've got a great answer for that as well, but it's all predicated on, do you have that foundation of a highly usable, highly performant, secure environment where all the data is good, clean, structured, and even unstructured that you can layer AI on top of? And those really kind of the critical things that we see the market is looking for. In fact, the market is demanding, right? It starts with, if I'm not going to be able to use it, if I can't use it, we're not going to adopt it. We're not going to buy it. Or maybe we're going to buy it, but we're going to churn quickly. So it really all starts with how accessible is the solution? Can it be contextualized and made relevant for the variety of different roles that would be using it?
And then on this topic of things needing to be usable, you're actually co absolutely correct. That's so central to success these days. And for Propel, have you guys been able to make UX or central to the solution that you're offering?
We have actually, and the founders of Propel, so the company is 10 years old, but back when the company was being founded, they made a really important decision about solving the problems of the market that we operate in by deciding to build on top of the Salesforce platform, the Force.com platform. And people, if they know Salesforce, they know it for CRM, but it is the most popular business collaboration platform out there, and it can do so many other things. And that was such a valuable decision that the founders made for a variety of different reasons, not the least of which is it allows us to smartly invest out. We inherit all this goodness from the Salesforce platform in terms of security, uptime, performance, all the things that matter. And then we can smartly put our effort into kind of the business logic and intelligence layer on top of that. But in doing that, we get two things, right? We get the very configurable form that is Salesforce, meaning you can do so much to configure it for the user experience without having to write any code. And you can reach across the organization in ways where you can bridge from engineering to sales and marketing in ways that other technology platforms just don't have. They just don't have that breadth of reach. And those are the things that the platform can enable.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. And folks who are thinking about building something early, a startup or scale up, and you're trying to build a physical product and you've got different job roles who need to see the thing through different lenses. So what I talk is that you excel at showing the process, showing the thing come together and giving everybody what they need to see. And that's really powerful these days. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Tom Shoemaker of Propel. And how can people get started with Propel? We've got propelsoftware.com.
Absolutely. That's the best single place. Go there. Very rich website. So you can get your information there. And of course, there are plenty of places to see the product in action on the website. And then of course, if you want to learn more, contact us right on there and we'll meet with you.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Really excited to see where this continues to grow in the future. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Excellent. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.